Hi, my name is Rachel Weinman. I'm a senior at the Covenant School, and I'll be attending Texas A&M University in the fall. I've grown up in a home with two parents who love each other, love the Lord, and have made it their mission to push my brother, sister, and I closer towards Christ every day. I was raised in a tight-knit community of believers who I look up to a lot and who continue to build into me even today. Because of this, from an early age, I knew I desired community. I accepted Christ at age 6, but I did this because it's what I thought I needed to do, not because I deeply desired a relationship with the Lord or desired to pursue him daily. From early childhood through middle school, my life was seemingly easy, which only allowed for apathy to flourish in my walk with Christ. Despite my growing apathy towards the Lord, I was surrounded by an incredible Christian community, and I was being equipped with every tool possible. I'd been raised in a home with parents who loved me. I was at a Christian school, I went to Canacook every summer, and I had arguably the greatest small group leaders and mentors available pouring into me. So all this considered, going into high school, I expected life to be easy as I was so often used to. But God had other plans for me. He would use these next 4 years of my life to completely wreck my view of perfection and take away anything I could possibly put my identity in other than him. He would replace it with a realization that he is the only one who ultimately satisfies. Psalm 34:10 says that those who seek the Lord lack no good thing, and I found this to be true for my own life. From athletics to friendships to leadership positions, God showed me that none of these things ultimately provide satisfaction. As a sophomore, I began to struggle with loneliness. I believed the lie that I was not loved, nor was I worthy of being loved. Yet, what I quickly learned was that I had set personal expectations for my friends that were unattainable, and thus every time my friends didn't meet my unachievable expectations, I felt let down. I was insecure, and I acted out of a desire for attention in most situations. In this season of loneliness, when I felt like I had nothing else to cling to, I finally turned toward the Lord. I learned that the world and man will fail me every single day. The Lord is the only one who ultimately satisfies. In a season where I felt friendless, he was there. He wanted to be my friend, and he's the only friend who will never fall short. While struggling in the season of loneliness, I also learned that security in the Lord results in a more confident, yet a more humble me. This has allowed me to have healthier expectations for my friendships and therefore allowed me to enjoy the community the Lord has so graciously put in my life. In addition to my struggle with loneliness, throughout high school, I've also struggled with the relationship between head knowledge and heart connection. I've been equipped with all the necessary tools to believe that everything the Lord says about me is true, but oftentimes my heart falls short on believing those things to be true. Every day, it's a challenge for me to commit myself to not only know what God says about me is true, but to also believe it. My junior year of high school, I had this picture-perfect plan of the way the last 2 years of high school would play out. I had my heart set on certain leadership positions and was excited about all the fun that came with senior year. Again, the Lord showed me his plan is greater by graciously but firmly saying no to every single one of those positions I had sought after and taking away even the concept of a normal senior year. He has continuously reiterated that no other plan will satisfy, and no matter how perfect my plan seems, the Lord's plan is continually better. If you hear anything from my story today, I pray you hear this. Security in the Lord comes from a true understanding of how great God is and how broken we are. Romans 5:2-5 says, "We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." There's a lot of comfort in knowing that a God who loves me has a perfect plan uniquely for me, and I believe he has a perfect plan uniquely for each of you as well. I'm so grateful for the godly community that has been there to remind me of that when I try to make my own plans. Thank you for listening to my story.